Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These are good times if you're a Steeler fan. These are the games you want to be in. As Mike Tomlin said, a five-star matchup. I saw where Adam Schefter limits tweeted out that never before in Week 11 had there been three games matching two seven-win teams. What do you think of that?
Every time I look at the matchup, and Joe, you know that I watch a lot of TV, like the FBI shows and all the other shows and that.
Yes.
They're promoting this week's slate more than they have any other week this year. Constantly with promotions. They know how big this slate is. I'm so fired up for this. 1 o'clock, 4:30. 7 o'clock, we get the AFC North in two windows, we get Steelers-Ravens, and we get the two teams that I would think are most likely to go to the AFC Championship game in the middle window. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Tomorrow night, we get the Commanders and the Eagles.
And that's a good game.
That's a great game. And then two teams that haven't won seven games, but I think is a fabulous Sunday night game. Basically a playoff game for the Bengals is Bengals-Chargers. Burrow against Herbert? Are you kidding me?
So then the Monday night game has to be great, right?
Nah, the Monday night game stinks.
Yeah. Houston and Dallas. Cooper Rush.
The Cooper Rushes. Although Dallas is always interesting because people, like me, take great pleasure in their demise when they fall apart. And by the way, what if they upset Houston? Speaking of which, the Steelers' place in the AFC. Let's talk about that for a moment. Actually, let's let Ben Roethlisberger talk about that from his podcast, Footballin'. Let's hear it, Limits.
I think this puts us in a closer level to the Chiefs. I think we've moved. I think we're a better team than the Titans. I think because we're a three-phase football team. We have all three phases that are really clicking right now. And what Russ is doing is kind of taking the offense with his confidence to another level. And I think we're just going to continue to see it. Obviously, he's playing well right now, and that's what we want to continue to see. And I think you're going to see the offense continue to grow. I think we were a little more trouble running the ball this week, but we showed that we can then throw the ball to make the things happen. So if you combine both elements of the football game of offense, running and throwing, I think you're going to see a more complete team and add on to the team that's already pretty darn complete.
Man, I do agree with a lot of that. Here's the thing. The Steelers have a good defense. I don't have any doubt about that they're good. I don't know that they're very good or great. I think we're about to find out over these next several weeks. You know, Cleveland aside, they're playing really good quarterbacks and high-powered offenses, and I have concerns, believe me, I do, about the secondary primarily and what's going to happen against these teams. But I think they at least have a good defense. I think they at least have a good offense, and they have very good special teams. They can beat you in a number of ways and win different kinds of games. What you have to do, go back and look at the Chiefs' playoff history, the kinds of games they've won. They can win them when they're low scoring, and then when they're shootouts. Either way, they're built to win. And people don't talk, I think, enough about Kansas City's defense either and how that's the unit by far that is carrying that 9-0 start. I mean, by far. But I agree with Ben there that the Steelers sort of all-around game, they're a complete team right now. I don't know if they're a good team or something more than that. I'm very convinced they're at least a good team, though, and a team that can compete with really anybody in the AFC and win any kind of game. And that's not a prediction. I still don't think they're going to win the division. I think the Ravens are actually a better team, but not by much. And the Steelers play them so well that it wouldn't shock me in the least if the Steelers maintained where they are now, which is first place in the AFC North. But I would just be heartened if I were a fan with the knowledge that my team can play with anybody in the AFC and can win a game that might get up high 20s or 30s against one of these quarterbacks. Not will necessarily win, but have a fighting chance. And that just hasn't been the case for a while. It just hasn't. I haven't felt like the Steelers are a real contender, but I'm with Ben on most of that.
Outside of Russell Wilson, which is just the glaring, very obvious reason as to why the Steelers, it all starts with the quarterback, are thriving and really succeeding this year better than other years. Special teams is what I think is really tying this together. You could argue Chris Boswell is the best kicker in the entire NFL right now, especially with Justin Tucker kind of slipping this year. You can argue that Danny Smith should win Special Teams Coach of the Year the way that every single week they make his special teams play. And after they signed, the guy that looks like Bill Burr, Cam Johnston, the punt, Corliss Waitman has been very good. It's not the sexy topic to talk about the special teams, but that has also made them more complete because special teams is factoring into points in these close games.
Man, they sure are. You're not exaggerating at all with that. They've been hugely important. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Top of the hour, I want to hear about your concerns moving ahead. In fact, I want to hear about your biggest second-half concern with the Steelers. What is it? There's some people out there who still don't think the Russell Wilson thing is for real. Looking at some national pundits, there were a couple that I was watching some clips yesterday who still think that that's not real. Maybe they'll be right. I don't think they will be, but maybe they will be. I mean, it's a three-game sampling right now, and now people have that on tape, as they say, and maybe they play Russ a little differently. We'll see. I think he's for real. But for you, maybe it is Russ. Maybe it is the offensive line. Maybe it's the secondary, your biggest concern about the second half Steelers top of the hour. In the meantime, let's get to Starkey's Card of the Week. First, 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're really celebrating that, aren't we, Limits? Which we should. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. So we go out to Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him, from the Baseball Card Castle. And Limits, what's your guess for Card of the Week? You have one?
Yes.
Lars Eller, maybe?
No, I'm going to go with Mr. Mike Williams for making a big play in his first game as a Steeler. Touchdown grab, one target, one catch. Made the most of it.
I like that a lot. You know what? I'm going to go with Mike Williams and Preston Smith, the new guys. I wonder what the general has cooked up. Hello, General. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. Appreciate you having me. Both good guesses. I want to go with something that's a little bit more strong in regards to value for Starkey's listeners. We're going to go with another one of the additions that really started to pay off this week. How about number 6 running all over the place and hitting people? We got a Patrick Queen autographed rookie playoff contender rookie card that's autographed. And we'll also throw in a Mike Williams card.
Nice.
I like for it to be super valuable for your guys.
Yeah, you could have done a Deontay Johnson card and it would run backwards.
But I will tell you, Williams certainly earned that 7th round pick in one play. That's for sure.
Great job on the Patrick Queen one, though, because that is a themed card for this week. And I have a feeling, did Queen talk yet this week, Limits? Is he talking today?
No, I think it's a little bit later on in the week.
Let's get some nice clips from him. I think he'll have a couple things to say this week to spice things up, General.
He's always good, but it was a noticeable difference this week. He was flying all over the place. So this card is autographed, certified autographed rookie card. I'm sure the listeners will enjoy this.
There you go. You're a wonderful man, General, and we appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a good week.
There he goes, Jeff Patton, Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Patrick Queen, autographed rookie card, your chance to win that. Go to our website, 937thefan.com, to our contesting page right around noon today through Friday.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now,
Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.